Hello. It's nice to be the first one, so I still have 10 minutes before you start checking your email. I'm going to talk about the... This is the breaking ice joke. I'm going to talk about the screen we have in the front. You will see it on this night from 9 to 12. It's a big LED screen, and I'm going to present here what Victor and me did a couple of months ago. We started to work with the screen a couple of years ago, trying to make games for public space. And as you see, and as you will see tonight, it's a huge screen, but with a very low resolution. So we started making a game where you could kill invaders using the light of your mobile phone. And then we made a workshop, because the game was kind of successful, and then we made a workshop to teach other people how to make their own games for the facade, for the media screen. But still, there was a gap to start doing things with the facade. It's some kind of technical problems, because as I said, it's not just making a traditional video game. The resolution is like an old Game Boy. And you have to use a special computer which is connected downstairs. So we thought, how can we, together with the Media Lab, we thought, how can we open the screen to more participants, because it's a very huge and expensive infrastructure, and we want to have more people using it. So Victor and me, we came up with this solution that I'm going to explain. It's just a kind of a programming environment for the web. But instead of using the traditional languages that we use for the screen, which are processing or open framework, we switch to the JavaScript version of processing, and we make this web page where in the center you can see you can write your code in processing JavaScript, which for those who don't know about the language, is a JavaScript version of processing, and processing is a language very used in this kind of media, art stuff, designers. So basically, you write your code there, and you see how it looks on the left. When you finish, you submit, you click on submit, and you write the title of your sketch, and then we receive it. And if we like it and it's not insulting or something like that, we show it on the screen. You can see a bigger preview. And you can also do camera tracking. So there is a camera on the top of the facade, and we let people to use it. We made a small JavaScript API to get the information from the blobs, from the people running across the square. So with these two little orders in yellow, you get the information on the people. And I will explain later how it works. So it's a way to, using just a web page programming JavaScript, you can get information about the people on the square. This is an example of the gallery. After submitting the works, they appear here. And this is the, we can edit and approve or deny them. It has, of course, some limitations when you work with the JavaScript version of processing. It depends on your computer, but the frame rate is always slower, so there are several things you cannot do. You cannot do pure real-time examples of games, for instance, working with the camera, because there is a delay. I will explain later why. We need to come up with a solution to upload your own fonts and external libraries and images, because for now it's very tricky. And of course, there is not a technical, the other problem is not technical. It's a problem of, we are showing content in a 15 meters screen. So it's kind of tricky. What kind of things do we allow? What kind of things we don't allow? So we need to discuss those things among us and with the Media Lab team. This part is the more technical part, but it's going to be quick. The code, of course, is free, and you have the address of the code Yeah, I'll show you later. But we are, it's basically, it's a Python with Cherry Pie web server, and the MongoDB is used to save your sketches. So we can access them from the computer connected to the screen. And the editor you saw, it's ACA. It's a free web editor that you can include in your projects. So basically what we do is you write your code, we take that code, and thanks to the JavaScript processing library, we load that code in real time. So these are the two lines which makes the magic, like taking the code and put it in the HTML5 canvas. This is what we have in the computer connected to the screen. We have the list of all the sketches that we received. And what you see on the right top corner is what actually gets printed on the outside screen. So it's like working with our screen is like having another monitor connected to your computer, but it cuts a square there. So you see how small the resolution is compared to a traditional computer. This is another technical thing. This is how the camera works. Basically, there's a camera on the top. We take that camera. We apply some, we use a free software tool called Community Core Vision, which translates the images into blobs. Like, it detects you and your position and your size. And it translates that information into another protocol, which goes to Node.js. And it sends the information through a WebSocket, so you can, through JavaScript, you can read information on the screen. Of course, when you are programming in the editor, you don't get the real image from the screen. We already record a video and just resend you the same information. And in the future, we will have different kinds of videos. We made this tool in 1 month, so it's we need to improve it a lot. The code is there. You probably will get access to this slide, so you can download and check it. It's very messy. We will need to clean it, so I'm a bit ashamed of it. The first thing we did with it is an open call. During 2 or 3 weeks, we received a proposal from everywhere. We received more than 100 contributions that were shown on the screen during a few weeks, during a few days. And now we are planning to keep showing those works in the future, so perhaps not tonight, because we are having some problems with the network. But during the next night, you will see those works together with a tool especially for this Congress. We learned that, for instance, we received a lot of proposals, submissions from designs and programming schools, because it's a very engaging way to start programming. If you code something and you are able to show it on the street on a huge LED screen, so it could be a good way to motivate people to keep doing things with coding. We are planning to use that within Media Lab in the future, to use the screen as a way to empower people and to engage people into programming. Of course, if you this tool is open, you cannot access it from the inside network today, but if you are, because of some proxies or firewall problems, but it will be fixed in the future. If you start coding, you need to know that you have to work in a very minimal way to have something that looks nice. Black backgrounds, white, too bright things don't work very well. And if you plan to make something interactive, you have to inform people about what they have to do. And of course, not showing, it's important to not showing a lot of text, because it doesn't look very good. You'll see. So thank you. And that's the address. As I said, you cannot access that from the internet network today, but outside on tomorrow probably you can use it. And we will always accept submissions that will be shown on the outside screen. So thank you.